KEZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump says we have control over Iran's entire airspace. In a social media post, it comes after the president cut short his trip to Canada for the G7 summit so he could address the escalation between Iran and Israel. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem and says things are mostly shut down under a state of emergency due to days of Iranian missile launches.
All businesses are closed except grocery stores and a few little cafes. All the schools are closed. Everyone's home with their kids. And you're not really allowed to gather or go to a workplace, so there's not a lot of people on the streets.
A three-judge appeals court panel will hear arguments today by the Trump administration over President Trump's deployment of National Guard troops in California earlier this month. A lower court last week ordered the Trump administration to return control of the National Guard troops to California's governor. On Wall Street, stocks are down following yesterday's rally due to a more uncertainty over tariffs and the Middle East conflict. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the Shooting Range Grant Program. The program seeks to provide financial assistance for safe and accessible firearm or archery recreational shooting opportunities. The grant funding has previously been used for things like renovating backstops and constructing indoor ranges. The DNR plans to disperse $600,000 among grant recipients. Anybody interested in the program must contact DNR officials before submitting their applications by July 15th. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin's office has confirmed that she appeared on the list of names authorities believe were additional targets of the man charged with shooting two Minnesota state lawmakers and their spouses. The alleged shooter surrendered to authorities on Sunday following a two-day search. He was charged with two counts of murder and two counts of attempted murder on Monday. Law enforcement authorities say there were 70 suspected targets on the list, including 11 Wisconsin lawmakers. The identities of the other 10 are not yet known. The Spooner Area School District Board is considering a unique solution to persistent budget issues and staff shortages. At their meeting earlier this month, district officials said they're looking for ways to share teachers and administrative staff with other school districts in the area. Current discussions involve sharing four positions with the Northwood and Shell Lake school districts, including a physics teacher, finance manager, and director of pupil services. Their hope is sharing staff resources will ease some of the budget issues facing all three schools. A Minnesota man accused of stealing a trailer from a Rice Lake business by posing as a contractor is set to appear in Barron County Circuit Court on Wednesday. According to court documents, 56-year-old Olaf Beckman is facing up to 10 years in prison and a $25,000 fine on charges of felony theft, false representation. Beckman is accused of claiming to be a Honeywell contractor in February before stealing a trailer from Pete's Trailer Sales. The owner of the company reported the fraud in April, and Beckman was officially charged earlier this month. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers begin a three-game series tonight at Wrigley Field against the first-place team, the Chicago Cubs, led by manager Craig Counsell. Although the Brewers were able to slip into second place after beating the Cards three out of four games, Pat Murphy says there's still room for growth.
We're still young. We're still figuring out. We're not like the Cardinals or the Cubs or the Reds. They got a set kind of 10 or 12 guys they go with. We're still figuring things out. You know, this is a group. They're the right dudes. You know what I mean? And that's why they play to win.
College football, the Badgers excited about 6'1" receiver Zion Legree out of Florida agreeing to commit to Wisconsin next year. Receivers coach Jordan Reed asked if his guys are anxious to return after going 5-7 last season.
It's a hungry room for that reason alone. Everybody feels they got something to prove. Everybody feels. And really, we're taking it as a room mentality. Like, we got everything to prove this year.
That's the Badgers receivers coach Jordan Reed with sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly sunny, slightly sticky, and warm, with high temperatures still reaching the upper 70s. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight. Tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms starts to move in by the afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny, and highs right back to the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us now.
3 in 4 people have no idea that the hospital I work at in northern Minnesota will likely close if this big, beautiful bill passes, as will the hospital in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. So it is incumbent upon us to have these conversations with each other, not in a hostile way, but in a genuine way about our values and the things that we deeply care about.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins me for some movie talk, and then Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music writer Piet Levy joins me to talk Summerfest. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is our old buddy Jeff Charlotte, the journalist, author of multiple books, including most recently the bestseller Undertow, Scenes from a Slow Civil War. He also wrote The Family, of course, Secret Fundamentalism at the Heart of American Power, and executive produced the Netflix miniseries based on that book. I think I'm in that. The website slowcivilwar.substack.com on Blue Sky, jeffcharlotte.blue sky.social. And Jeff, welcome back to the program. Tell us about, I played a clip actually yesterday of Vance Bolter in the Democratic Republic of Congo talking about how he's so enthusiastic about Jesus. I love, you know, just going on and on like an evangelical pastor. Where did all this start? What do you know about this?
Well, you know, what's fascinating about Vance Bolter is he's kind of at the intersection of two theological traditions. One that I immediately recognized when I saw he was an alumnus of something called the Christ for the Nations Institute, founded by an early 20th century evangelist named Gordon Lindsay. And you walk into that Bible college, it's in Dallas, Texas, and you'll see a giant mural. And on the wall, it says, everyone ought to pray a violent prayer a day. And violent prayer is this tradition of spiritual war. And he's coming out of that idea that prayer, that your faith is a kind of combat.
So did he attend that college?
He did. He did. And his most recent sort of LinkedIn sites is still listed as one of the places with which he identifies. He claims to have been ordained in 1993, although there's no evidence. That said, he's in a Pentecostal tradition where ordination can be fairly informal. Mm. And he's also coming out of this sort of faith healing tradition, which is this idea of constant, it seems like if you watch those sermons in the Congo, they're constantly upbeat and positive. And it doesn't even matter if you fail, which is what this man did throughout his life. He failed, started business after business after business, failing, always guided by his sense of martyrdom. He even named one of his children after a friend of his who was a missionary who was killed while out on his mission field. And you see that because what's interesting about Bolter is he wasn't a guy who was using violent rhetoric before this, but the idea of violent prayer, the idea of spiritual war, that as one student at the Bible college from which he attributes his education puts it, is it just reminds us that the culture is our enemy. And I kind of think we can understand Bolter as a guy who was sort of dipping into that current of violence that is underneath the surface of his love for Jesus.
Yeah, for people who might have just tuned in, we're talking with Jeff Charlotte, the author of Undertow and The Family, and about Mr. Bolter, Vance Bolter, the MAGA terrorist is what I call him. I don't know why the media doesn't call him that. So it appears based on what we know of his list, list of people that he had scheduled for assassination, that this is principally an anti-abortion, murder spree. And that's been going on throughout my lifetime, at least, going back to the 60s and 70s. To what extent is there an intersection between the violent anti-abortion people and Vance Bolter and the people that he's associated with?
I mean, you almost sort of can see him as heir to a group, a terrorist organization that was active for a number of decades called the Army of God, mm-hmm. and associated with any number of clinic bombings, murders, kidnappings, various violent crimes against abortion providers. And I think a lot of people don't realize just how many of those there were. When there would be a murder, and there's been a number of murders over the years, we would hear about that. But the arsons, the bombings, far more than the national news ever covered. And it's kind of this thrum. And I think that's where Bolter takes this turn. In one of the Congo sermons, I think preached in 2023, he talks about what he sees as a problem in the American church. It's too divided. And he gives us an example. One of them, he says, some churches don't even know that abortion is wrong. But he says, God is going to send an apostle or a prophet to correct them. And I think what happens in Bolter's life is he comes to believe that he is that individual, that he's going to do this kind of martyr-like holy war and enter into this tradition of anti-abortion violence.
Well, it appears that he was not experiencing great guilt over taking people's lives. He didn't commit suicide. He apparently thinks he's going to be a martyr. How widespread is this? I mean, what are the chances that there are other Vance Bolters out there? How many people are members of groups or churches or Bible colleges or whatever that advocate this kind of violence? And how many of them actually openly advocate this kind of thing? I'm assuming it's very few, versus kind of wink, wink, nod, nod, advocate it, but don't openly do so or are tolerant of it.
Well, I'd like to put this in conversation actually with a different strand, which is a quote we all remember from Donald Trump that says, I could stand on Fifth Avenue and kill people and nobody would stop me. This is the idea that taken by MAGA of righteous violence. So how many people have embraced the idea of righteous violence? We just saw from the University of Chicago, there's a project that measures American support for political violence, and it's doubled just since last fall. I want to be careful about, so for instance, there's a denomination, a Pentecostal denomination or charismatic denomination called Assemblies of God, and Bolter is kind of affiliated with that, though he's sort of bouncing all over the place. I think you are out nerding me on the history of,
okay, sorry,
denominational history. It's never been a real focus of mine, the Assemblies mm-hmm. of God. It is a spiritual war tradition. And for the vast majority of people go to Assemblies of God churches, spiritual war is understood as internal struggle, trying to be a good person, mm-hmm. trying to, not get drunk, trying not to look at internet porn. That's what spiritual war is
basically the Muslim perspective, the mainstream Muslim perspective on jihad. That it's the struggle within you. It's not the struggle outside of you. It's not go shoot your neighbor. Shoot your own lust. Basically, it's
right.
Jesus saying if your eye offends you, pluck it out, kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that's a really important distinction, and the way that in the United States, jihad came to be understood only as suicide bombers, when for most Muslims, jihad is a personal struggle to be a good person according to your faith. So too, spiritual war. But in moments like these, with politics like MAGA, what you see is you take something like a metaphor. Violent prayer is a metaphor. Spiritual war is a metaphor. And it becomes concrete. It becomes real world. A figure like Bolger thinks, I have to put this into action. What is a violent prayer? A violent prayer is a bullet. If I believe abortion is murder, what would I do to stop murder, the murder of children? Why he'd go and shoot people and one of the legislators' wives dove in front of her own daughter. To protect her daughter from this man who thought he was saving children's lives.
Right, and took 9 bullets for her efforts. What can we, Jeff Charlotte, what can we do about this as a society, as a culture?
What can we do? I think we need to understand this as part and parcel of the kind of the Christian nationalism, the Christian supremacism that has flowed into what I would argue is this contemporary fascist moment. And one thing that I always like to remember is that the opposite of fascism isn't anti-fascism. Anti-fascism is a method that we can use to oppose fascism, but the opposite of fascism is a vibrant democratic culture. And the way we can do that is we can build that vibrant democratic culture. I see in Minnesota, I think a lot of people are. They're speaking up. They're saying these are not the values that they want to celebrate. We don't need to demonize. We don't need to make that move that some secular folks sometimes do and say, oh, this is what all of Christianity is. No, no, it's not. Bolger is a man who left the tradition, you know, who I think those churches where we can see him online preaching in the Congo would be as horrified by this murder as we are, right? This doesn't have to be the mainstream way. It's becoming it right now. I think we're seeing more and more political violence, and I think we should understand this ultimately, even though he had a religious purpose, as political violence. You target politicians, you seek to achieve political change because of your religious beliefs. It's political violence.
Jeff, we have a little less than a minute and a half left before we hit a hard break I can't control, but we've seen over the last, I would argue, 40 years, 50 years, maybe since Reagan embraced religion as a political weapon, we've seen the rise of this wink, wink, nod, nod to violence and the right-wingism within religious church, within Christianity specifically. And yet it's antithetical to Jesus' teachings. At what point do you expect that we'll start to see a backlash? A pro-Jesus, Jesus the peacemaker backlash?
Well, I'm no prophet, so I'm not going to predict that. But what I will say
is, it hasn't started yet, apparently. It's
never stopped in countless churches that stand for that. But I would just sort of say real quick, there's another Christian tradition. Jesus says, I come to not bring peace, but the sword. Right now, we're seeing a growing number of right-wing churches with their own militias who are embracing what they understand as a war theology of Christianity. Yeah. And we can't just say it's false. It's there. We've got to contend with it.
Yeah. And frankly, call it out as often as we can, I think, so people can wake up to it. Jeff Charlotte, the author of multiple books, a journalist also, most recently the bestseller Undertow, Scenes from a Slow Civil War. He also wrote The Family, The Secret Fundamentalism at the Heart of American Power. You can watch the miniseries based on that over on Netflix. I strongly encourage you to. Slowcivilwar.substack.com is his Substack newsletter. Jeff, to which I subscribe, and you should too. It's free. Jeff, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be with you.
Always great talking.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It is 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls right after this.
An unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to FFRF.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511 because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. May 12th, the U.S. Department of Justice reportedly requested all the state of Colorado's records relating to the 2024 federal election and the preservation of records related to the 2020 election. The request may relate to President Trump's effort to free a convicted Colorado election official. The records request is massive. In November 2024, there were 4.65 million registered Colorado voters, 3.3 million of whom cast ballots in the presidential election. Then consider the records from every electronic ballot tabulator, voter registration and verification documents for each voter, and more. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold told NPR, "What they're going to do with all this data, I don't know, but I'm sure they'll use it to push their ridiculous disinformation and lies to the American public," she said. There is speculation that it may be related to convicted Mesa County elections official Tina Peters, sentenced to 9 years for giving voting machine access to conspiracy theorists tied to MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. The week before the Colorado records request, DOJ was directed by President Trump to, quote, take all necessary action to help secure the release of Peters. To date, Colorado has reportedly provided two copies of its master voter list to DOJ and its 2024 voter history file. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise just swears by this stuff. She loves it. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you didn't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. So go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. .com/Tom, T-H-O-M, Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. Vibrance.com/Tom.
The promises whispered on a treacherous wind. I'll free them all, said the man who sinned. Day one he vows their cages will fall. Heroes he claims in their violent thrall. While justice weeps for the lives they've torn, he raises the banner of a new storm born. A call to arms, the thunder roars. He pardons the guilty.
Plus 4 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Ray in Naperville, Illinois. Hey, Ray, what's up?
Hey, Tom, long time no talk. I think I called you a couple of months ago and said that I asked you if you were worried about getting taken off the air. But what I want to talk to you about today is, you know, I've been walking around here meeting people in Illinois, you know, health club or stuff, people that I know. And I've been telling them for a couple of months now that we are not going to have midterms. And the response 2 months ago was, oh, you're just talking. The minute we have midterms, everything will shift back to the middle and stuff. Yeah. Well, now, over the past, I would say, week, I've mentioned it to people at the health club. And at first, I tell you, they were shocked.
Yeah, and they now they're going along with you. Let me just jump in here real quick, Ray, because we're going to hit a break in less than a minute. My personal conspiracy theory is that the reason Trump has not invoked the Insurrection Act is that he knows that the minute he does that, he's going to have probably a month or two before the Supreme Court might shut him down. And so he's going to wait until just before the elections to do it for the very purpose that you're talking about. Now, I hope I'm wrong, but that's my conspiracy theory. What say you?
My last thing, I think, him attacking, California and now saying, what was it yesterday, that we're going to enforce, we're going to pick up our ICE enforcement
in the cities.
Blue states.
Yeah.
I think he might even be thinking, well, if I can shut down the elections just in California, New York, and Illinois, I can still hold on to the House.
Yeah, you may well be right, Ray. And by the way, ICE has just walked back Trump's statement that he didn't want them going after people in the fields and in the hotels and in the restaurants. So there, something weird's going on. It looks to me like Stephen Miller's running the White House, not Donald Trump. But that's just my guess. Ray, thanks for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline
hotline right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking with James Small about rural EMS outreach across the state of Wisconsin and also fusion voting. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Officials from Planned Parenthood say some of their locations in Wisconsin could close if the proposed federal budget bill passes. A measure in the proposed budget would prevent residents from using Badger Care to pay for the services they receive at Planned Parenthood, which could include routine health care or annual checkups. On top of losing that revenue, anti-abortion groups are also still looking for ways to close facilities that provide abortion services after state courts determined that an 1849 law did not ban consensual abortion in the state. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the deadline for submitting applications to join the Beaver Management Plan Committee is this week. The agency is seeking organizations that focus on things like trapping, fishing, agriculture, and conservation. The committee will be tasked with providing input to the Department of Natural Resources during the development of an updated beaver management plan. More information can be found on the DNR's Beaver Management Plan webpage, and applications will be accepted until Friday. A Hayward man was taken into custody on Monday afternoon following an armed standoff with law enforcement authorities that lasted more than 24 hours. The Sawyer County Sheriff's Office responded to a call about an armed individual entering an unoccupied residence in the town of Round Lake at around noon on Sunday, leading to the standoff. Authorities say the owners of the home had no connection to the suspect, identified as 62-year-old Michael Dean Olson. Negotiations carried over into Monday afternoon before Olson was taken into custody. Law enforcement authorities say a recent investigation into an alleged assault in Washburn County led to the recovery of methamphetamine and an explosive device. According to court documents, authorities were investigating 40-year-old Jonathan Bryan of Trigo in connection to an alleged violent assault in the county when they made the discovery. Bryan now faces charges of possession of an improvised explosive device and methamphetamine, as well as intimidation of a witness. The Marathon County Bomb Squad assisted in the disposal of the explosive device. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly sunny, slightly sticky, and warm, with high temperatures still reaching the upper 70s. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight. Tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms starts to move in by the afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny, and highs right back to the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like that back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday, our weekly visits with Civic Media friends Earl Ingram in Milwaukee, Todd Alba in Madison, Melissa Kay in Wisconsin Rapids, and James Kelly in Chippewa Falls.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Thank you so much for all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it.
smoke rising in the skies, oceans on the rise, forests turning into ash. You can see it in their eyes. Polar bears on melting ice, coral reefs that fade away. We can't ignore the warnings, we can't delay.
Welcome back here, 4 minutes past the hour. We now have complete and total control. Donald Trump just confirmed that we are at war with Iran. He just posted this on his Nazi-infested screen, or his Nazi-infested social media site. He said, we now have complete and total control of the skies over Iran. We. Iran has good sky trackers and other defensive equipment, plenty of it, but doesn't compare to American-made, conceived, and manufactured stuff. Nobody does it better than the good old USA. So, and then he also demanded unconditional surrender from Iran. Wow. He said, we know exactly where the so-called Supreme Leader is hiding. He's an easy target. We are not going to kill him, at least not for now. Our patience is wearing thin. Whoa. Meanwhile, the New York City controller has been arrested by ICE. He apparently was asking an ICE agent for his badge. And Lander's arrest, which AM New York observed, this is from one of the New York media sites, occurred as the controller and his staff walked arm in arm with an immigrant whom federal agents, each of whom were wearing masks to conceal their faces, moved to seize after a court hearing. This is another one of these cases where you've got an immigrant who's in the United States legally. And as part of his being here legally, he has to check in with ICE every month. He shows up at an ICE hearing and they say, okay, we are withdrawing your case. In other words, you are no longer here legally. So you are instantaneously subject to arrest and deportation. So Brad Lander, the New York City controller and Democratic mayoral candidate, and his staff walked hand in hand with the immigrant to try to protect him from being arrested, and ICE jumped him. Andrew Cuomo, who is also running for mayor of New York, said this, and I quote, quote, this is the latest example of the extreme thuggery of Trump's ICE out of control. One can only imagine the fear families across our country feel when confronted with ICE. Homeland Security posted to Elon Musk's Nazi-infested social media site, quote, no one is above the law, and if you lay a hand on a law enforcement officer, you will face consequences. New York City controller Brad Lander was arrested for assaulting law enforcement and impeding a federal officer. So stay tuned. This could turn into something very interesting. John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
I just wanted to, you know, talk more about what had happened here over the weekend. And one of the things that really, you know, besides, you know, the showing of the, you know, that pamphlet, No Kings, and not having an explanation, I think what they wanted to do is just to make people afraid to go. But it didn't work because
they be in the
according
state
to organizers in St. Paul, they had over 80,000 people, and it looked to me like that it was much bigger than the last big demonstration that they had, the hands-off one.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wanted to mention that, and then also to talk about these, you know, far-right MAGA people, Christian nationalists, and how much of a danger they are to our democracy. And obviously, you know, they really do not want to have a, you know, they don't want to have any space for liberals or people of other religions or anything. They don't even actually believe in the fundamentals of this democracy. And I would say, you know, that the family, you know, that that Jeff Charlotte and other people put together that documentary, that they're almost like the Masons, and this guy is much more, you know, obviously he's like a Timothy McVeigh or something like that. You know, he really is, you know, out there. But, you know, underneath it all, You know, we have a real crisis of our democracy, and I think that the media has really been at the heart of just, you know, like pretending that there's another side to this. There's no other side to fascism. You know, there's no other side to genocide. There's no other side to a lot of these issues that the right, the far right, you know, are embracing. And yet they call us Marxists. And I think they don't even know what a Marxist is. This country has been yanked so far to the right that, you know, we're just one shade away from, or one step away from a totalitarian regime. We're just waiting for him to declare martial law and put an end to it all. Yeah. So we have to fight, and but we can't, you know, they had a very interesting conversation this morning on Minnesota Public Radio, reaching out to the other side. How do you reach out to a side that essentially wants to eliminate democracy? That was the one thing that you were not supposed to be allowed to do. You know, years ago when I was young, you know, that was, you know, you can't advocate for destroying the democracy. You know, that was the you know, you could demonstrate, but, you know, you can't say, well, we want a Marxist regime and we want to do away with democracy. That's the third rail. You know, you can't destroy the republic, the democratic republic.
I think your point is very well made, and it's sad to hear that they're still trying to reach out to these guys. Yes, let's be nice to the Proud Boys. Yeah, John, I got to move on.
And I really appreciate your show, because you're not doing that. You're a news program, actually, because this is the way the news used to be. I'm 69. I remember 50 years ago, I was always involved in politics. And, you know, it was fact-based, factual.
I try to do that. You know, I started in the news business, you know, when I was a teenager, you know, in radio news, did it for 7 years. And so, yeah, I feel real comfortable there. John, thank you. Thank you for your call and your kind words. Kimberly in Portland. Hey, Kimberly. Thanks for listening to X-Ray FM. What's up?
Hey, Tom. It's just another beautiful day here in Portland.
It is, isn't it?
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just calling in. Somebody earlier, I can't remember his name, was talking about, like, oh, my God, how did we end up, you know, how did 77 million people elect this guy twice? Mm-hmm. How is it possible? You know, and you have to wonder, like, is it something in the water? Is it in the air? You know,
mm-hmm.
certain people are vulnerable to. But, like, when you think about it, it's 40 or 50 years of a very carefully orchestrated 24/7 propaganda campaign.
That's correct.
As you pointed out, and they have systematically used some of the Nazis' favorite techniques: the big lie, repeat the lie over and over again, accuse your opponent of doing what you're doing, the liberal media, fake news, you know.
Yeah.
And they just brainwashed.
By a handful of right-wing billionaire families.
Exactly. And the regulations or deregulations that have allowed that to happen, the, like, almost total monopoly of right-wing radio, even in incredibly liberal places like Portland.
Yeah, and you can thank Bill Clinton for that.
Radio, except for you, and, you know, they took away our progressive talk station because we needed more sports and right-wing talk.
Well, it was Mitt Romney who took down KPOJ. He bought the company because he was going to run for president, and he wanted to get rid of Air America, and they just shut down all of those stations.
They did that the morning after Obama won re-election.
Yep.
I thought that was highly symbolic.
Yep. Yep.
It's like, I think people will be studying this for decades.
I agree. How Kimberly, thank you.
Anyway, thank you.
Yeah, good talking to you. Joe in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, got short on time here. I did think Jeffrey was amazing, your guest earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to mention the federal prosecutor that did the big press conference. Somebody asked him, was there any motive involved in all this? And of course, like anybody representing this current federal government, he lied and said there was no clear motive and failed to mention that some of the bigger donors to Planned Parenthood were on his kill list. So, I mean, they just lie with impunity.
Yeah. I think it's safe to assert, too, that his list is not just his list. That there's a larger organization that he's affiliated with. Maybe not specifically affiliated with, but he didn't just pull this stuff out of his backside. He didn't just wake up one day and say, hey, I think I'll go kill these people. This stuff is all over the internet.
Definitely a religious lunatic. I did want to tell you my vomit moment for the week. I don't know if you've been following the 23andMe bankruptcy case.
Yeah. No, I have not.
The genetic.
I'm familiar with it, but I haven't been following
it. They had a hearing on it because they were concerned, Democrats mainly, but Josh Hawley did a pretty good job going after this guy. If you want to watch it, you'll get a kick out of that part. But during the hearing, when they're talking about data privacy, people's DNA, their email, their phone number, their address, all the stuff about them that makes them a unique person. And in the middle of it, Katie Britt decides to start questioning him about their ability to tell if there's a real girl or a real boy. Is it male or female? It just was so cringely disgusting. Yeah. I mean, complete office.
Katie Britt is not the sharpest tool in the drawer, you know, the sharpest knife in the drawer. Or bald in the tree or whatever. Yeah, thank you for that.
Lastly, on Hickenlooper, I mentioned the other day, he said suspect, not substack.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 46 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. I'll be right back with you.
Out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Here's a community reminder for you from the Buzz of the North. The Hayward Community Food Shelf is available for you each first Saturday of the month. Located at the Hayward Community Food Shelf at 16216 U.S. Highway 63 in Hayward. Again, the food shelf is available the first Saturday of the month from 9 a.m. until 12 noon. Another community reminder for you from the Buzz of the North.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's I-Z-E-R-V-A-Y.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't another generic supplement. This is clinically supported, bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now, I can get you up to 45% off, but only for a limited time, at getnativepath.com/Tom. The key is get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get up to 45% off. Go to getnativepath.com/Tom. Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour and picking up your calls here. Charles in Miami. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing today, Tom?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
I want to respond to a couple of the callers we called before. First of all, the caller that you had with Michael from the front of us,
mm-hmm.
I'm familiar with him. And Michael was saying, what was he saying? I think he was just saying, you know, like when Trump goes for the judges, he went for someone else. Like, I guess he was just trying to say they're starting it. They're doing it. You know, and are we paying attention? But
yeah.
I feel like, you know, I think I said this to you in the past. I don't know if we honor the people that's come before and that have done this ultimate sacrifice, especially over the weekend, the two lawmakers that was murdered. Is Democratic leadership saying that we need like a week to actually mourn these people? I mean, not the whole nation, not the Republicans, if they don't want to, but at least the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
I mean, do we understand the sacrifices that people are making? Are we honoring these sacrifices? Because if we can't honor those sacrifices, and I've said it in the past, if we can't stand up, you know, like when they're trying to budget cut right now, if we can't stand up for the handicapped, if we can't stand up for the widows, if we can't stand up for the fatherless, if we can't stand up for the homeless, then how are we going to actually look out for each other? And what I'm just trying to say, leadership has its role. Mm-hmm. And if it's absent at these times like these, when they cannot coalesce us together, show meaning, show purpose, and also honor these people that make this ultimate sacrifice so we can not only enjoy our freedoms, but these freedoms are possible for our children and the children after them, then, you know, we have a big problem. I look at Sandy Hook. I look at Uvalde. I look at Stoneman Douglas. Why do we allow them to tear down these buildings? You know, because it's a direct testament to the assault that we're under right now. You know, they're pointing a gun at us. They're pointing an assault rifle at each and every one of us. And our lawmakers, I feel that, you know, they also weren't part of the war chest that these billionaires have.
Yeah.
And, you know, they may give in here and there. But one more thing. And that's the reason why I think we have lost the fourth estate. As a country, as a people, as a working class, we have lost the fourth estate. And that was the beginning of the assault.
Well, no, the fourth estate has been bought. You know, six companies fairly right-wing, control about 90% of all the information that everybody in America gets. But your points are well made, Charles. Thank you. Gar in Atlanta. Hey, Gar, what's on your mind today?
How you doing today, Tom?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
Very engaging program.
Thank you.
I'd like to mention about the Israel and Iran so-called war.
Mm-hmm.
When they say it ain't about the oil, it's about the oil.
Yeah,
you know that. And they said oil is supposed to go up at least 30 cents by 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready, people, because, you know, if something break out over there in the Red Sea where all the oil come through, you're ready to pay.
Yeah, well, if Iran shuts off the Straits of Hormuz, then all bets are off.
It's going to go up.
Yeah.
It's going to go up. And you remember what Dr. Martin Luther King once said, right?
Refresh my
mind. He said America is the greatest purveyor of violence on earth.
Mm.
And you know how it ended with him.
Yeah.
And he said that very clearly. And one more thing, too. We have this interesting book I read a few years ago. It was called Subliminal Seduction. And that's what I think why people voted for Trump, Subliminal Seduction. I think his name is Brian Keyes.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a book on how they study the science of human behavior.
Yeah, it was a follow-on to Vance Packard's The Hidden Persuaders. I remember those books. I would argue that it's just, you know, the brute force of massive amounts of money being dumped into advertising. And I don't think that Trump would have been elected if Elon Musk had not bought X and turned it into a Trump mouthpiece. Gar, thanks for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
It's summer. Campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories. But lately, one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation and pushing their religion into courtrooms, classrooms, and even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom. Seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't about personal beliefs. It's about power. And it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where the Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 and become a member today. Because the only story that should run this country is
Matt Nair on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, do we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma.
If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump now calling for Iran's complete surrender of its nuclear program, saying the U.S. controls the skies over all of Iran, and says a strike against the supreme leader is not off the table, posting he's an easy target. ABC's Karen Travers says it's a big change after U.S. and Iran nuclear talks were scheduled.
That sixth round of talks was scheduled for last weekend in Oman, and Iran canceled it after the Israeli strikes. Now, the president had said that he had told Iran to make a deal and that they need to make a deal, but he said right now he is not too much in the mood to negotiate.
The commander-in-chief of the Iranian army issuing a new warning for Israel, saying a punitive response is coming. ICE agents took New York comptroller Brad Lander into custody today.